New every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Why don't you touch the person beside you and tell him, I thank God I woke up with new mercies. Come on, new mercies. And to the faithful, God is faithful. He yet abides faithful. Amen. Okay, over now. All right, I want to talk to you this morning. I've been challenged so much as I have been in this last year and a half and all my life. But I want you to know that the challenges that I have really led me to, an intimate relationship with God. I'm no longer a fan of Jesus. I'm a follower. And I'm moving from followingship to discipleship. In order to be a disciple of Jesus, there's some things that you got to do. And I want to just throw this out here at you, and you can feast on it for the rest of the week, but it's something that you need to observe and do. In order to really be a disciple of Jesus, you must die. I want to say that again. In order to be a true disciple of Jesus, you must die. You must work so that your desires can die. Okay? And in order to die, dying leads you to making right choices. Okay? Dying leads you to making right choices. And in order to make a right choice, you need to understand how to understand. I've been teaching this in Bible class on Wednesday night, and you don't want to miss it. Everybody don't understand how to understand, because if you understand how to understand, then you understand. Now, if that don't make sense to you, then you need to learn how to understand. Okay? Because what you need to know is your understanding is not right. Touch the person beside you and tell them your understanding is not right. If your understanding was right, the Bible text would never say, lean not to your own understanding. The Bible says in Proverbs what? 6:3, lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Now look, there's some things that I'm going through that I don't understand. And when you don't understand, you should ask God, God, shall I do this? And if you did it and it's right, God told you. If you did it and it's wrong, you lean to your own understanding. Lean not. Let's look at it. It's Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 6. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 6. I don't want to go too fast, and that's just a little bit of where I'm going, because the Lord had to help me with this transition for the new church. But I want you to see this, because it's very important to understand how to understand, because if you don't understand how to understand, you understand wrong, and you lean to your own understanding, and leaning to your own understanding, you figure a lot of stuff out wrong. Yeah. Stuff don't get figured out right till you stop trying to figure it out. Are you with me? Do you have Proverbs 3 and 6? And what does it say? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. All right, back up to verse number 5. Go to number 5. It said what? That's good all by itself. Tell the person beside you, I don't know who you trust in. But tell them, say, but the Bible says to trust in the Lord. One of the worst things in the world is to trust in people, because people will disappoint you. The very one that you trust, the very one that you trust, the very one that you think you love, you'll find out that that's the wrong one to trust in. Hello? Are you hear what I'm saying? But verse number 5 says what again? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And to your own understanding. So in order to understand, the first thing you need to understand is that you don't try to lean to your own understanding. Are you with me? You just can't understand people. Understand everything. And if you can't understand everything, then the Bible said trust. It starts off by saying trust in the Lord. And trusting in the Lord erases automatically you trying to understand everything. Because if you trust in the Lord, then you're not going to try to figure everything out. Are you with me? Trust in the Lord. Why should you trust in the Lord? Ask yourself the question, why should you trust in the Lord? Why do we trust in the Lord? Why do we trust? I want to help you and just listen to what I'm saying. And I got some of you that's Bible scholars in here, and you ought to be able to bounce, you ought to be able to throw this back to me. Everything we do is a teaching experience, so you need to do this. Why do we trust? Listen. Trust in the Lord. Define Lord. Lord is the master, is your master, is the one that created you. He is the owner of the universe. Your landlord is who? The person that you what? You rent for. Are you with me? So your Lord is the one that owns the whole kingdom. So you're trusting in the one that owns heaven and earth. The earth is whose? The Lord's. And what else? The fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell what? So you trusted in the one that made the whole wide world. Trust in the Lord. Tell somebody, I'm getting better all the time. Now listen to me. If you're trusting in the one that the master and the one that's owned, the owner, then he owns everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You trusting in the one that owns everything. And because he owns everything, then now he becomes your source. You're trusting in the one that's your source and have all of the resources. The earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell there. And then it goes on to get more explicit than that. It says the cattle upon 1,000 hills belong to the Lord. All the silver and all the gold, it belonged to the Lord. Hello? And if you trust in him, you trust in somebody that's capable of doing anything and everything. How many of you know the Lord is capable of doing everything and anything? And if you trust in him, you really don't have to figure nothing out. Why are you trying to figure things out? God is already working things out. Tell the person beside you, God is working out everything concerning you. Oh, I dare you to tell him. I dare you to ask him, do you trust him? Do you trust? God is working out everything. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, and tell the person beside you, you are no failure. There is no excuse for you. You may have forgot to acknowledge him, but he's still working things out on your behalf because he's in covenant with you, and God don't break covenant. He let you break covenant, and in grace you break covenant. He said, even when you sin and when you mess up, you have an advocate who is Christ the Lord. You ought to throw your hands up and tell yourself, oh, I'm going to be all right. As long as you know who you are and whose you are. How many of you know you belong to the Lord? Come on, throw your hands up, say, I belong to the Lord. And I come to tell you the devil is mad with you. He's an accuser of the brethren, and he's telling you, you're not going to make it. I don't care how you messed up. Hello, your mess up is for you to get up. Praise God, get fixed up, get straightened up. Hello, somebody, because God's got a whole nother direction for you. If you did not acknowledge God, if we do not acknowledge God, God still have plans for our life. And in case you know, your plans is not God's plan. Your thoughts are not God's thought. As far as the heavens are from the earth, the east is from the west, is your thoughts, then God's thoughts, and your ways, then God's ways. And sometimes when we don't want to get in God's ways, we don't ask God about his ways. Because that might not be what I want. Hello? know somebody. But what we've got to learn is when our desire catch on fire, hello, that what we've got to do is learn how to be a disciple of Jesus and discipline your desire. Your desire is no good until you can say no to something you want. God is just shifting us and taking us another way. But in order for you to see something, this is what I want you to see. And I told you, tell somebody, you can't be a disciple of Jesus till you die. Because I was asking the Lord the other morning, and I shared it during Bible study. I got up and said, Lord, why we do the same thing over and over again? Why do we do the same thing over and over again? Hello? And you know what the Lord said? I said, Lord, no, this is what I said. I said, Lord, why do people do the same thing over and over again? They do the same dumb thing over and over again. And the Lord spoke to me and said, why do you do things over and over again? See, I said that to share with you. Whenever you ask God about somebody else to judge them, he'll check you out so you judge yourself first. After he show you you, you can have mercy on somebody else because God is merciful. It was mercy that woke you up when your desires caught on fire and you didn't do what you're supposed to do. You only woke up because of mercy. Tell somebody, you only woke up because of mercy. And we say it all the time, but have you ever heard it? It is of the Lord. I say it all the time. It is of the Lord's mercies. We've not been consumed. One mistake should have killed me. One wrong decision should have killed me. It is of the Lord's mercies we've not been consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Y'all gonna catch out why I say that every day. It is of the Lord's mercies we've not been consumed. Every time you mess up, he let his blood cover you. If it were not for the shedding of blood, there would be no remission, no forgiveness of sin. But I thank God for what Christ have done for us. Somebody throw your hands up and say, thank God for the blood. Mercy brought us here today. Mercy brought us here today so we could get another opportunity. Mercy and grace let us be here today. It was the unmerited favor of God, something we didn't deserve. Mercy, we were guilty, but God let us come with undeserved favor. Come on, somebody, and since he's here, tell somebody we might as well praise him. And you mind your business if somebody ain't been here in a long time and they outpraise you, they got a right to outpraise you. Because you're here every Sunday, you take for granted the goodness of God. You take for granted the blood of Jesus. But it's the blood. 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 Tell somebody nothing but the blood. What shall wash away my sin? Tell somebody nothing but the blood. What shall make me whole again? Tell somebody nothing but the blood. I don't know what you thinking. I don't know what you thought this week. Hello, somebody. I don't know what's been on your mind. Praise God. I don't know whether you've had all righteous thoughts this week. But if you didn't, you ought to thank God. Say, thank God for the blood. Listen. Tell somebody you got to control your desires. And we quote the scripture too and listen to it. Listen to the scripture. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How can we that are dead to sin? That are dead. That are dead. That are dead. That are dead. Hello to sin. Living the longer therein. When you die to sin, sin ceases to exist. And it's based upon your desire. Hello? And it's also imputed to us as part of our Christology for what Christ has done. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. That's why we're not dead. Hello? Because Jesus
was made sin for the sin that we do, that we might become, which means it's a process of becoming who God wants us to be. We might become the righteousness of God. And because Christ took on our sin, it's imputed to us as righteous. So touch the person beside you. I know I ain't about to tell you in a long time, but thanks God that you are righteous. Hey, you know what, y'all? If that don't make you feel better, you'll never feel better. We're righteous because God said we are righteous. There's no good thing in us. Hello? That's why we can't judge nobody. Judge not that you be not judged. And you judge folks like you want to be judged. Hello? Judge folks like you want them to judge you. If I were to judge you and you stood before a judge and you knew you were wrong, what would you want? Tell somebody mercy. Tell somebody, and that's what's for me. Mercy is for guilty folk. So, which means if you were guilty, then they're guilty too. But if they're guilty, you ought to show them mercy, especially if you want to be like Jesus. If you want to be like Jesus, Jesus don't talk about you. Jesus don't tell when you up under the covers. Jesus don't tell when you're doing stuff wrong. Hello, somebody, but he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you, praying for you that your faith fails not. Hello, somebody, and if Jesus can pray for me and I want to be like Jesus, tell your brother and sister, I'm praying for you that you come through. Come on, say, I'm praying for you that you come through. Okay, now that wasn't even a message. That was advertised. Now here's the message. Turn with me to 1 Samuel 17, and I'll be done. Because this is what God gave me, and I'm sharing with you what he gave me during my prayer time. Here's what God gave me concerning this church. Amen, and all the stuff that I've been going through as long as we've been waiting. Hello, you know it's very easy to be weary if you're waiting on something for a long time. Tell the person beside you, don't be discouraged. Tell them, I know you've been waiting for a long time. And you ain't got no job yet. Tell them, say, it might be uncomfortable, but God is taking care of you. Tell somebody, I said, God is taking care of you. And tell them, and when your blessing come, God's going to make up to you for everything you lost. Tell me, if you feel like you're in trouble and you know anything about God, tell them, say, you get double for your trouble. Tell them, so whatever you're going through, when you come out of it, look for double. Now listen, I can't preach this whole text to you if you don't really know it, but most of us know the story of David and Goliath. Okay? And this is the story of David and Goliath. And this is how you defeat your giants. Tell the person beside you, you got giants in your life. Tell them, say, you got some big things that you got to deal with. So don't be afraid. Whatever you got to face, come on, tell them, say, whatever you got to face, you can beat it. You just need to know what to do. It's very, real simple, and I teach simple applications. David beat Goliath. Goliath. Goliath was a mammoth of a giant. Hey. Mernie said Goliath was bigger than Shaquille O'Neal. He was big as Shaq. Instead, he was about 10 to 12 feet tall. Are you with me? He had armor. His armor that he wore was in excess of 600 pounds. That's what he was carrying on his body. So you need to imagine how big he was. He was a big dude. Are you with me? It says the head of his spear could have been approximately 150 pounds. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He was a giant, y'all. He was a giant. But won't you touch the person beside you and tell them the bigger they are,
the harder they fall.
And somebody on the other side, if you know, I don't know who, was it Ricky Dillon? Donald Lawrence, tell somebody, giants do fall. Tell them, say, giants do fall. What I need you to understand, but what I'm trying to get you to understand, is you are going to face some giants. There are times that you have to face giants. And even though you face the giants by yourself, tell somebody, if God be for you, who can be against you? I'm going to try to shorten the message because most of us know the story. And I'm going to just jump down to verse number 37. David said in 1 Samuel 17:37. Well, let me go back to 32. Now, can I tell y'all the truth? I'm not being fair, but I'm sharing with you anyway. Okay, so look, do some of the work for me. I promise you, I did the work. And I'm going to tell you what happened this morning. After I done all the work, Pip, I lost my notes. And it got better because I went for what I knew. I had to rely on the Holy Spirit. See, when you do the work, the Holy Spirit will help you. The purpose of the note is so you can have order. That's the purpose of the note, so you can have order. That's the purpose of your note, is so you can have order. That's what that's for. Are you hear what I'm saying? But when you've done the work, it's in, tell somebody, it's in your note. It's in your note. It's in your note. And when you get it in your router, tell it toot. All right, I better leave that alone. Listen. Verse 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servants will go and fight with this Philistine. Now, y'all need to know, of course, y'all do know that that David was the youngest son of Jesse. And Jesse had 8 sons, but David was the youngest son. And David had no business being out there with no Goliath. He out there feeding the sheep and heard that something was going on and went out there to take his brother some McDonald's. That's what he was doing. He was taking his brother some lunch. And when he took the brothers some lunch, then he heard this old Philistine out there bragging about he was going to kick everybody's hind parts. Come on, somebody. That's what he, you hear what I'm saying, Thomas? This old chump was out there talking about, he listen, you know, I preach one message and say, at no time the champ in trouble. But this time, this champ was in trouble because it was the wrong champ. When I preach at no time the champ's in trouble, I was talking about God. But this time, this was a fake champion that thought he could kick everybody's hind parts. And that's who Goliath was. He was a Philistine that did not even believe in the same God that Israel believed in. Are you with me? He had a pagan God, and he was telling the children of Israel what he was going to do to them. And a lot of time we have people telling us what they're going to do to us. Sometimes your job tell you what you're going to do. You get all scared. I can't lose my job. But touch the person beside you and tell them your job is not your source. If you know God is your source, you won't take no any kind of thing. You tell your boss or whoever it is, me and Mavis got to talking about that earlier. Watch what you say to me. Don't say no anything to me. Come on, somebody. No anything don't go. You can't say no anything to me. Hello, somebody. Y'all ain't helping me. I'm a slave, and I know what slavery is. I come from a slave mentality, but my mentality don't make me a slave to you. I don't even like. Intimidation is not for a child of God if you know who you are. Hello, somebody. If you know who you are, then you act a different. If you know who you are, then you have a different type of understanding. You understand the understanding that they're doing and that they don't understand, because tell the person beside you, because if you understood who I was, you wouldn't come to me no any kind of way. There are times you set yourself up when you come against a child of God.
Because if you know, tell a person, say, if you know who you are, tell a person beside you, in spite of what I'm going through, no weapon that's formed against me can prosper. I can look at you and see what you're doing and know it ain't gonna work. You can form it, but you can't perform it. And I'm supposed to see it. Y'all ain't gonna help. I'm supposed to see it. I'm better than the Godfather. Put my enemies close to me so I can watch them. You supposed to see them. No weapon that's formed against you. I see what you tell a person beside you. I see what the devil's trying to do. The devil had already told you, you're not gonna make it. How many of you, that some of you in here, the devil told you, you ain't gonna make it. You ain't gonna find no job. You done got tired of looking. They say it ain't gonna happen. Come on, somebody. And I need you. Can I just help you? Can I help you? I need to help you because I helped me. I need to help y'all with something about the devil you don't know. Can I help you with something about the devil that you don't know? Can I help you, Kim? Let me help you with something about the devil you don't know. He can't tell the truth. Now tell it to the person beside you. He can't tell the truth. So if the devil talks to you, he got to tell you. Tell a person beside you, if the devil is talking to you, don't listen to it because it's a lie. Listen to me. And lies will fuel your faith. Good God Almighty. I want to say that again. Lies will fuel your faith. You got to believe something, either positive or negative. And if you don't believe the positive, and if you believe the negative, it'll work for you. How many don't believe in roots? How many don't believe in roots? Oh, great day. Well, I'm going to have to teach on roots then. Because some of y'all believe in roots. Some of y'all believe in witchcraft. You know what? I'm not going to do it today. But witchcraft works. It's a spirit of witchcraft. Some of y'all know all about it because you're witches. Amen, it works. Jesus worked.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't get no amen on that. See, on the witchcraft work, I got all kinds of amen. Witches and warlocks. I said, Jesus worked, everybody. The word works. The word works. It only works if you have it in you. What comes in you, what's in you comes out of you. You got to have the word in you. How many of you are hearing what I'm saying? You need to know it works. It works. And that's what David did. This is how David defeated Goliath. And I just stop. It says in verse 37, David said, hello, this was his confession. Everybody said, David said. This is affirmation of his confession. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. Look, how David defeated Goliath, he remembered his past. My subject this morning is the same God that did it before. It's going to do it again. Tell somebody, the same God that did it before is going to do it again. Write this in your note. Reoccurrences is reassurances.
I want to say that again. Reoccurrences is reassurances. If God did it more than once, it was to reassure you